But I kind of enjoyed making the video where I just straight trash women, because shit is fun. It's so enlightening and so beautiful. Because the only women that hate my content are the women that literally fall into the category. There's nothing more fucking dangerous than a smelly pussy, man. You bitches don't even know how to prepare the shit. There's a certain way you have to go about preparing it. There's a certain way you have to put that shit out there. The American women just suck at it. These bitches think they're men. That's why. That's why the pussy smells like fucking... Pussy smells terrible. It's the worst pussy I've ever smelled in my life is in this country. I'm serious. And in the UK. I mean, some of this shit, I think you guys need to go see doctors. I never let my balls get that bad. And they always wear this fucking makeup all the time, you know. Makeup, 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 makeup. They take off their makeup and they're just fucking ugly. I go to Sweden or Norway and I meet women who are fucking, they don't even wear makeup. And they just look beautiful 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Sweden, you know, I said this before in the first season of the Hermetic Crucible, but I'm going to reiterate this about Sweden. There was a time where Sweden was, it was like a Thailand for blonde. If you were into blonde women, that's where you went. And pretty much all the black women, I hope you all get called. I really do. If there's a white neighborhood, and there's only a few black people in it, I can tell you right now, the black woman is shitting on the black man as much as the white people are. Black women are terrible when they get around white people. What they do to the black man is fucking terrible. I mean, when I don't talk shit about black people, I'm being really nice. But like I said in the first season, I fucking do not spare the rod when it comes to black women. I mean, what they do to black men, it's fucking terrible. I say this, if Pan-Africanism is a real thing, I would hope that Africa would take all the black men and leave the black women here to suffer under the hands of fucking white people that don't like them. Oh yeah, I'm straight up about that shit. I mean, there's a few really good black women out there. PBS, Pussy Be Stankin'. Dude, that fucking segment. It's like I'm doing an impression of a black person that I know in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, if she's a white girl with a thick ass, she's got an ass like a black woman. Chances are she's got a really big booty hole. She's got a big asshole. Damn, her booty hole's huge. Jesus Christ, I could fit fucking 4 fingers in her booty hole. The fuck is that all about? White women in America and in the United Kingdom are so retarded in their own minds, they think that by letting every other guy fuck them in the ass, they are saving the vagina for the guy that they will marry. Can you fucking believe that? Leave it in the comments if you know what I'm talking about, if you've met a fucking retarded white bitch or a retarded black bitch that thinks like this. And this is why so many white women have fucking ugly assholes and they end up needing colostomy bags later on in life, like in their 50s and shit. To need a colostomy bag in 50, that's a lot of anal sex. Okay, but to tell a guy that he can't fuck you in the pussy and that he can only fuck you in the asshole, that is a shitty deal. I cannot stand white girls with thick asses that think they're all that. It's like, get the fuck out of my face, bitch. You're fucking fat. Not impressed with all that ass. You're fat. You're fat and you have shitty eating habits. What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, I'm supposed to be impressed? How often do you have to go to the bathroom to wipe your ass crack dry so it doesn't smell like shit when you take your pants off? Tell me, lady, how often? I'm serious, if you like take a white girl with a thick ass, you might be looking at her thick ass going, oh yeah, that ass looks great, but let me tell you something. When she's in your room and you've got her somewhere private and she's naked and she's bent over and you're looking directly at her ass from, you know, behind, her booty hole is fucking huge. It's like there's like neon light arrows pointing to her booty hole. because she loves anal sex shit that much. And if she's had kids and she loves anal sex, her booty hole looks like the front door of a haunted house. Just looks like it's like falling over all over itself. It's like that shit is unattractive. This whole series, this little moment here, just straight trashing women, is pretty much, this is why I became MGTOW. I'm serious. My quality of life shot up when I became MGTOW. To be continued.